Saturday, including areas where it told civilians to flee. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres deployed the rarely used Article 99 of the UN Charter.
Israeli warplanes struck parts of the Gaza Strip overnight in relentless bombardments. They also bombed some of the last remaining slivers of land that Palestinians had been told to evacuate to in the territory's south. Meanwhile, more aid trucks entered the Rafah crossing as dozens of desperate Palestinians ran alongside in anticipation. Some clambered onto the vehicles and managed to grab boxes as the sound of an explosion could be heard nearby. The latest strikes came a day after the United States vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The vote in the 15-member council for a ceasefire was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's human rights ombudsman has expressed hope a coalition of countries formed to facilitate the return of Ukrainian children illegally deported by Russia will be able to come up with a faster mechanism to repatriate them. Over 19,000 children are still believed to be in Russia or in occupied regions of Ukraine. Human rights envoy Dmytro Lubinets spoke to reporters following the first meeting of the National Coalition of Countries for the Return of Ukrainian Children in Kyiv. He said the meeting had highly positive results, but urged it to find concrete mechanisms to return Ukrainian children. This is VOA News. European Union negotiators have reached a deal on the world's first comprehensive artificial intelligence rules. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The agreement paves the way for legal oversight of emerging technology used in popular services like ChatGPT, which at once promised to transform everyday life, but have also prompted warnings it could pose dangers to humanity. Italian lawmaker Brando Benefe co-led the negotiating efforts.
We had one objective: to deliver a legislation that would ensure that the ecosystem of AI in Europe would develop with a human-centric approach respecting fundamental rights and the European values.
Controversial points included police use of facial recognition surveillance. The law still needs final approval and won't take effect until 2025 at the earliest. I'm Ben Thomas.
The family of imprisoned Iranian Nobel Peace Prize laureate Narges Mohammadi said Saturday she will begin a new hunger strike in solidarity with an Iranian religious minority as they accepted the award on her behalf at a ceremony in Norway. The 51-year-old Mohammadi was awarded the prize in October in recognition of two decades of work defending human rights in Iran in defiance of constant persecution by the Islamic Republic. She remains in prison with no hope of release. Speaking to reporters in Oslo, her family, including her husband, children, and brother, thanked the international media for conveying the voice of dissenters. Her brother, Mohammadi, told reporters his sister continues to work from prison.
My sister is a courageous Iranian woman who has worked so hard for every Iranian person in my country. She's not here with us today. She's in prison. And she will be on a hunger strike in solidarity with a religious minority.
The Texas Supreme Court has ordered a pregnant mother not to get an abortion, even though a lower court said she could. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The highest court in Texas has blocked a ruling issued Thursday by State District Judge Maya Guerra Gamble, who granted a restraining order to prevent enforcement of the state's strict abortion ban in this case.
Would be a genuine miscarriage of justice.
31-year-old Kate Cox, a mother of two, says she wants to prevent the suffering of her fetus and protect her own health. Doctors say she may lose the ability to have another child if this pregnancy has to be induced. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has warned hospitals they could face legal consequences if the procedure is performed. There's a similar case now in Kentucky, another woman seeking court permission to have an abortion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Jeff Custer in Washington. This is VOA News.